Personal. First, would you give me the date? No, no, no.
July 13th, 1971.
And the and this community.
Maryville, Tennessee.
All right, and the county.
Blount County.
And your full name. What's the?
Flansy.
What's is that?
German.
Uh-huh.
Means plant.
Uh-huh. Yeah, is that a given name or?
That is my father's. That's
your father's
my family name.
Family name, huh? And your address.
My mailing address is Maryville, Tennessee. My address, my residence is Maryville, Tennessee.
You mean you mail to a different address?
Mm-hmm.
Than
we pick up our mail downtown at the post office.
Uh-huh. Well, that's something that you'd get from the, wouldn't that be one of the fringe benefits of
Now, we've always done that because Bill works, you see, his business and his name are the same.
Right.
And they got our mail so confused that we have, right. Ever since we've had a home of our own, we've gotten all our mail in town and then sorted it out.
They do deliver mail out.
We have a rural delivery. We're on a rural route out here.
Right. And your birthplace?
Maryville, Tennessee.
Were you born right in the...
Yes, I can show you the little house out on Sevierville Road, which is still standing. I assume it was in the city limits then. It is now.
Is that how it's pronounced, Sevierville?
Yes, it's John Sevier,
who
was the governor of Tennessee and a famed frontiersman.
I've seen that.
Town, Sevierville, and this road goes there from here.
I see. And was that in the... was in the city limits, or were you in the?
I think it was in the city limits when I was born. Mm-hmm. We lived there just 4 months. They were building a house when I was born because they couldn't stand the noise in the little house.
Uh-huh.
And when I was 4 months old, we moved to Goddard Street in Maryville,
uh-huh.
where I lived until I married, and where my mother lived until she died last
uh-huh.
year.
Did you live then in, you lived in the...
In town.
In the city of Maryville
yes.
all your life.
Mm-hmm.
And your age?
51.
And your religion?
Presbyterian.
And you do you have any occupation of any kind now?
Housewife.
Okay, and but you're, well that's an occupation. But did you have, you did other...
Yes. When I, by the time I finished college, Bill was in service overseas and we were planning to be married, so I went to work so I could help support my husband while he finished school.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I intended to work after we were married, and I worked for TVA as a clerk typist and did legal work because he was going to law school. And I was terminated in the big termination of 1947, I guess. I was the number one employee to be terminated. I had none of the qualifications for staying.
Was it seniority or?
Seniority, union membership, union participation, veteran status, and disabled veteran. I had least seniority and I had not joined the union and I wasn't. That took care of that very neatly. And then I came to Maryville and worked as a bookkeeper and paymaster at the Maryville Electric System for a year, and in order to do that I had to go to UT night school and take bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
And I came over there at precisely half the salary I had been earning just the month before.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
But
you had to go to school in order to make half the salary.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's Bill, it was very neat though, the day that he took his final exam in law school and was relieved of his GI Bill benefits was the same day I was terminated. So we finished with a clean slate and started practicing law.
Now,
then after that I went to work for him as his secretary.
And that's the only,
those are my complete occupations.
All right. Now your education,